you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Each year, the National Youth Service, NYS, through its various placement initiatives, secures training and employment opportunities for Jamaican youngsters all across the island. This year, even more young people are set to benefit, following the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the NYS and the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, PSOJ, geared at helping them gain workplace experience. I'm Vaughn Davis. Welcome to Career Talk. The government, through the National Youth Service, NYS, offers several programs to allow Jamaica's youngsters to experience the world of work. One of the key initiatives in this regard is the Summer Employment Program. Each summer, thousands of youth are given temporary employment in public sector organizations, through which they learn office etiquette and ethics. This year, however, the NYS will be expanding the reach of the Summer Employment Program. Through a Memorandum of Understanding with the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, successful applicants will now be placed in private sector companies. The MOU will see over 5,000 young people benefiting from work experience.
This is going to be invaluable to our young people, and it really is going to be a game changer in the way that young people understand the world of work, what it takes to really get a job, and how to keep a job.
Minister of Youth and Culture, Lisa Hanna. There is still time to apply for the NYS Summer Employment Program. The application period has been extended to May 1. Application forms are available at NYS regional offices as well as on the NYS website, nysjamaica.org. Applicants must, however, meet certain criteria. Deputy Director of Community Services at the NYS, Nikisha Lindsay, has more.
Persons must be between the ages of 17 to 24, so that's first. They needed to have completed the application form with a passport size photograph. They need to have come with a resume, a copy of their TRN. They can take an NIS, a copy of a valid ID. This ID can be their passport, their national ID. There are cases where persons, if they don't have any of these IDs, they can take their school ID as well. They also need to take a copy of their birth certificate. Now, persons must have a minimum of 3 CXCs. And so they must take their proof of these 3 CXCs.
Successful candidates are also exposed to personal development sessions.
It's a process. So you have to apply, you have to be interviewed, and after being interviewed, then you go to an orientation process. And the orientation process usually includes presentation of personal development information, where we kind of enhance or introduce you to personal development skills and professional work environment ethics.
Special arrangements are being made for persons with disabilities under the program.
This year we are taking 5,000 young persons, and of the 5,000 young persons, 10% is allocated to young persons with disabilities. The application forms for the persons with disabilities are different. They're yellow form. They should request a yellow form. And if there are institutions who have young persons with disabilities, they can contact our head office and we can send them to them for them to send the applications to our head office.
As is customary, the placement period is 3 weeks in July and 3 weeks in August.
We are asking of the private sector not only to take our young persons, but to truly integrate them into their particular workspaces. One of the things we really found in the past was that our young persons appreciated the placement, but what they're gaining from the experience is not all that it could be. So it's not just about a summer placement, it's about teaching them, sharing and mentoring them in that space.
Chairperson of the NYS, Maureen Weber. So if you wish to participate in the expanded summer employment program, visit the National Youth Service website at nysjamaica.org or your nearest NYS branch and complete an application form. Call the NYS head office at 754-981-68 for more details. That's the end of today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.